Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third, the second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gary Templeton. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second, the catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting third, the left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Deshays. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Deshays. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bagwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Finley hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Biggio moves to second. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Anthony takes first base on ball four. Biggio moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bagwell strikes out. Two outs. Ken Caminiti batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive towards the mound. Deshays reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Templeton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bagwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yelding takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Deshays is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Deshays bunts towards third. Templeton fields it and throws to first for the out. Yelding moves to second. 2 outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Darling spins and fires to second, with Elster covering, and Yelding is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Darling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Finley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finley for the out. 1 out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio is hit by the pitch. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Darling. Biggio moves to second. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anthony is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anthony for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Coleman. The throw from Biggio and he is out, Kendall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bagwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Caminiti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caminiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bagwell moves to second. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yelding is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yelding hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Coleman throws the ball into Jeffries, who tags Yelding trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bagwell scores. Caminiti moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Caminiti tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Deshaies is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deshaies is 0-0 in the game. Deshaies hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 0-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Templeton is 0-1 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive beyond short. Yelding can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Elster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Finley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. McReynolds throws the ball into Jeffries, who tags Finley, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Darling is 0-1 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Anthony hits a pop-up towards third. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bagwell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Caminiti strikes out. Two outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yelding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Templeton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Anthony. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Anthony throws the ball into Caminiti, who tags McReynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kendall strikes out. One out. Jim Deshaies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deshaies is 0-for-1 in the game. Deshaies hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Finley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Templeton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a pop-up towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carrion hits a line drive beyond second. Kendall can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Templeton moves to second. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Ron Darling. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Rick Cerrone now catching. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anthony is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anthony strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Finley now playing right field. Gerald Young now playing center field. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0 for 3 in the game. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson pinch runs for Dave Magadan. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Biggio and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Curt Schilling now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Young. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's 2-1, Astros. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks is walked intentionally. Al Osuna now pitching. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Hubie Brooks. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffries scores. McReynolds moves to third. Boston moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Templeton is walked intentionally. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Boston moves to third. Templeton moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Tom Hare pinch hits for Doug Simons. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Boston scores. Templeton moves to third. Elster moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Dwayne Henry now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Templeton scores. Elster moves to third. Hare moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields it and throws to second for the out. Elster scores. Hare moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Coleman. The throw from Biggio and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cappell now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Daryl Boston now playing right field. Gary Templeton now playing first base. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bagwell hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caminiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caminiti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yelding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yelding hits a line drive towards the mound. Peña reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a line drive off the glove of Johnson, and into shallow left field. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergefell pinch hits for Mike Capel. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Obergefell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.